Ouvert pour le coach. Sorry.
Okay. All right. First, I'd like to give a mazel tov to Mordechai Ettinger. I hope he's on tonight. The birth of a new grandchild, a grandson.
Oh, that's okay.
He shall have much nachas and simchas, many, many more. And of course, with a full shleima. And I take this opportunity also to commend him and to thank him for all the work that he does in keeping this whole shiur together and notifying the people in various times and places and so forth about the shiur. To have a full shleima
Amen.
v'yeschus. The We're up to the part last time when I mentioned that Jacob Avinu, when he split up the Machane, the two groups, as we discussed last time, he was left alone, and the Malach Hasharah Shel Esav brought down Samoyel, tried to destroy him before he had a chance even to meet with Esau. And he said, Kimri Yisrael, and so forth, that he had a Hatzlocha Yaakov, and he was able to come through. However, it says, Hutzaleya al Yerechoy. Tzaleya al Yerechoy. The Malach saw that he couldn't overpower Yaakov, but he touched him over there by the hip and so forth. He had a place where a person, the sexual organs, we have children, and he started to limp, and so forth, bent over. So I saw brought down interesting that why did this happen to Yaakov that he was Selea Yerechai? If the Malach couldn't overcome, how he was able to wound him, so to speak. And it's brought down, they said, this was actually the Einish for Yaakov that he had said to Esav, as we learned the last time, eight times, Adoni, Adoni. And each one of them, when they brought to Mincha, said, Adoni, so forth, he's coming after us, etc. And he bowed to Esav 7 times until Adgishtoyelov, till he came to him. So they said this is punishment. Of course, when a person flatters somebody, mida k'neged mida, a person flatters somebody, you bend to him, so forth. You sort of a subservient to him. So that's the derech. So therefore, the punishment was that he was bent over, that he had a limp and so forth, and he couldn't walk straight, couldn't walk straight up. They said this is like a punishment. Mida k'neged mida. But I was thinking, why Tapia, was he really punished? Why was he really punished? We said last time that that we have Dolat, just like as a gift. We have the concept of a gift, for example, of that he gave him all the different animals and so forth. The question of a gift also, the question of a gift, when you speak nicely to a person and you show that you like him, you want him, etc., etc. So why would he have to punish for that? He wants to show Esav that he's friendly with him, that he respects him, and so forth. So you have to say, of course, that the answer is that it's true that a person, in order to gain favor in the eyes of another person, curry favor in the eyes of a person, the way you act, the way you treat the person, you treat him as an equal. Treat him with respect, with cover, and so forth. But when a person, to lower yourself, and each person is judged by his level, Madrega, Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, that was going too far. And I see a little bit later, we'll discuss the same thing happened with Dina. Sometimes a person wants to be overprotective or overcautious in a sense, or over religious in a sense. Satyagraha, and he goes over the line, and that's not permitted. Which means to say a doini and a doini and a doini and a doini, that's not necessary. He should have said very simply, they said, Esav Ochi, my brother, oh, hey, my Ochi, my brother, and you see you're my brother, you are my brother, and the brother shows affection and love also. Maybe would have said one time a doini, okay, but again and again and again. So sometimes the overact and overreaction and so forth is considered a chait. And that was the Pshat by Yaakov. But his level, the level of Yaakov Avinu, we're not level to understand that, but on our level the same way. When we do things and so forth, you have to go with the norm. You have to go with the norm. In the sense that in the sense of soft covering, cordiality, and etc. But to go over the like to step too far, that's not permissible there. That's already being, as we call, Khalifa. Now, Khalifa is also. Flattery is also. As the more brings, Khalifa is one of the biggest of Avos, like Lashon Hara, Khalifa, and so forth. To flatter, to be obsequious. Because the flattery and obsequious basically is a part of Sheker as well, we should know. Because it's Echad B'Peh V'Echad B'Lev. What's in my heart, I don't have that for him. I'm just saying it in the sense that in order to gain this favor and so forth. So I'm like Sheker. It's like there's not Piv V'Libo Shovim. I'm saying, I'm saying certain things, but in my heart, it's not there. So it's not the truth that inside the person not exuding in a sense truth in that sense. That's the avail of flattery. That's the avail of chanifa. The sachnifa and the pasuk says, "Veisoki eskam oretz v'tamak You can't. That's from there. We learn the word. We learn the din of chanifa, flattery. And the Ramban brings over there. So we see over here that a person has to be extremely careful, even in a time when you're what you call mending the fences, so to speak, making peace and so forth, how far you can go and how you should go and how you should approach and so forth. And each person is a different level. Of course, we're not at Yaakov's level and so forth, but the person has to be careful. Take a story with Dina. The Medrash says over there by Dina, says that the Achad also Yolodo, Yolodo and so forth, the 11 children. So the Medrash says, Rashi brings, where was Dina? So Rashi brings the Medrash, even part of the Medrash. And then Yanka put her in a teva, and he locked her up in a box, in a closet, and so forth. But there's no Dina, that he shouldn't even see a Dina, and so forth. So the Medrash says, you locked her up that you shouldn't, Esav shouldn't see her. You should know that because of that, why are you afraid? Because of the Esav might want to marry her and so forth. So to a goy, she could end up with a goy, and she ended up with Shem, and that was the punishment. So he asked the Kasha, what's the punishment? Why? He only wants to protect her that she shouldn't be fooled to Esav. He didn't want to get the shidduch with Esav. Am I looking for a shidduch like that? And they say talking about Balei Musa and fortune will also bring. That he went too far. He went too far. It's like one of the Balei Musa said, he shut the box too tight, he said. You have to know what he could do. He could have, neither Dina should have been there normally, behind Leah and so forth. And just really like to introduce that without making any big deal out of it and so forth. And to the minimum, what you could do, but in a normal way. And if Esav sees in that, should have been a metshuva. How do you know? Maybe talking that's what the Baruch Hashem wants. Which means if you go with the norm in a normal fashion, so to speak, in a normal way, and despite that, Esav notices and wants to be Meshadach, etc. So the Medrash says, Avraham, Shem and Tavshin a metshuva. And she could have brought her back metshuva. That's what the Medrash says. How do you know? What would Yaakov take? You have to understand, he said, that You can't, Rabbi Shlomo Levish, you can't be the judge of that. So, but by doing this, you didn't give the opportunity even to see what's going on. You didn't go with the norm. You went above and beyond. You went too far. Not even to put it in a normal way, but it, with the reaction of Esau, yes or no, we don't know. But that was too far. Therefore, he was punished. He was punished over there with Dina. He was punished with Doini. He was punished limping on his hip and so forth. You know, he bent over Dina, and over there was punished over there with Shem. That brought on the message. So we see that the person has to be very careful, even in the sense where you're making men amends and so forth, where you're dealing with Ahava, Yachma, Sholem, and so forth. You have to know the limits. You can't just go overboard. You can't do that. And the claim to Yaakov was at his level of kedusha and so forth, it was overboard. He shouldn't have gone that far. He shouldn't have gone that far. It's interesting, by the way, since I'm on that topic, for the moment, I'd like to bring in the word of the Vilna Gaon, where it says over there, Rachadosa and the 11 children that he had. So the Goyim says, how did they know Dina Hechenhoyser? Maybe Dina was there, and one of the sons wasn't there. How do you know who it refers to? That's the Goyim's Akash. So the Goyim says, he brings a Raya, he says from the Rishonim, where the Gemara says that why was the Beis Hamikdash built in the Chelek of Binyamin? He had the biggest Chelek of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Why in the Chelek of Binyamin dafke with the Kodesh Kedoshim and so forth? So the Medrash says in the Gemara Rishonim over there that because the only one that didn't bow to Esau was Binyamin. So it's because of that he didn't bow to Esau. He wasn't born at that time. He was born later. After they met Esau, when she Rachel was dying, so Binyamin wasn't there. See, he couldn't have bowed to Esau, so that's why it was in his chelet. So the Goyim says, "Very good. If we were to say that Dina was there, one of the other brothers wasn't there, so there was another brother that didn't bow to Esau because he wasn't there." So Simony says that the 11 children were all the boys were there, all the brothers were there, and the one that wasn't there was Dina. They said that Gemara, he says, Claude, very good shot. And see so that's the concept over here that we know that Dina was one that was missing and not one of the brothers. That's the Vilna Goyim. And that's a bonus, just to throw in a bonus. But I'm trying to bring out this particular point over here, even to the point that a person has to be extremely careful, even when doing good, even when you mean well. And you want to protect and so forth. Siyog L'Torah, et cetera. But it has to be with a certain measure, with a certain understanding, with a certain feeling, and so forth. You can't just go overboard. Can't do that. Go too far. It's not the chesed. Can't do that. That's the problem. That's what I want. Point I wanted to bring out over here in that particular dinner. We see by Yaakov these two lessons, in both cases, both by Dina. And by the Malach over there, where he was punished because he gave too much cover to Esau. And we see also another thing by Esau, I want to bring out, where it says over there when Yaakov finally met up with Esau, yeah? And it says that Esau came running over to Yaakov portion. Running over to Yaakov. Hey, Yaakov was afraid, he's going to kill him, whatever, and came over to Yaakov. And what happened over here? And Vayichavkehu, and he took him around, and he kissed him, and so forth, fell on his shoulder, and Vayishokehu, so forth, and he kissed him. Oh, mice over here! And Vayivku, and he cried. I didn't see you for 22 years. And the Medrash brings the whole story over there. So, by the way, Vayishokehu, there's dots, and above Yud Shin Kuf Hey, well, and every letter. On top of it, in the Sefer Torah, there's a dot. You put a dot over there, Vayishokehu. What is the dots? So there's a machlokes. There's a machlokes over there in two different viewpoints. One says that the kissing at that particular time was was sincere, that every time we have a klal, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon Yochai says that v'yadua halacha hi she'esav soida liyakov. V'yadua means it is known that it's a halacha that esav soida liyakov. But at this moment, it says v'oisav. At that moment, for some reason, Esau just melted away. Compassion and pity and so forth. And he kissed him. B'choliboy. He said, "Over here, v'noshka b'choliboy." But you should know that doesn't take away from Esau. He's still an Esau. That's halachah. Of course, I always say, what if Shimon Yochai says over here? He says an interesting expression over here. He says halacha he, it's a halacha. Meaning it's like a paschal halacha. You have to make this bracha. You make this bracha. It's halacha. You should know it's halacha that you're assigning. It's quite an halacha. And then it says b'yadua. It's known. Why do you have to say halacha b'yadua? She'es of sign in the anchor. What does that mean halacha b'yadua? So I said that's the whole meaning. What he's bringing out the point. Because there are many certain instances where you have situations where the Esau for the moment happens to be good to you. For a certain reason, he has a compassion, a certain pity. That's what happened with Esau over here. Something came over him and he was sincere at that time. But you shouldn't take that sincerity that that's what depicts Esau now, that that's what he represents. No. Halacha he. What is halacha? Halacha. Halacha means that this is the law. The law you can't change. See, if it's a question of a minhag or custom and so forth, go here, go there. But halacha is halacha. The halacha don't compromise by halacha. Halacha, this is the halacha. When you make the bracha, you don't make the bracha. It's halacha. He said, this is halacha, Shaita. It's no compromise. I, what you see at this particular time, that there was a rachamim, that's an exception. So the exception to halacha, you could have an exception at times, but it doesn't change the halacha. The halacha remains. That's what he's saying. Well, we are halacha. Interesting point, though, I want to bring out in that sense. But the other pshat says the opposite over here, and the Targum Yonason brings over here. Now, Yishakehu, no, he tried to bite him. Tried to bite him. Now, Yishakehu, that was like, it was like a kissing of a dog, the Shikha. And but the, so the Medrash, he brings the Medrash, the what do you call it, the Targum Yonason, that his neck became hard. I saw. If he tried to bite him, why was he crying? Was he crying? He said, Esau was crying because he broke his teeth, because he was biting and the neck became like a stone. So he broke his teeth as he bit into the stone. And Yaakov was crying why his neck became like a stone. They were both crying. He said, that's the pshat they learned over here, the opposite of why they were crying. They see there are two pshatim over here. Two opposite versions of what is Vayishokeyu, and that's the dots on top of the Yishokeyu. To tell you that there's a goes two ways over here. It can go this way, go that way. What happened here? Maybe you want to say pshat, some say pshat, that could be there was a moment of sincerity, and right after that there was a biting, which means halokhi, it could be both in that sense. All right, we're not gonna go. But that's what we see over here. So you see another point from this also you could learn. I want to say that a person can never judge from the outer manifestation, the superficial thing that he sees. Because then we see a certain thing. You see, take around, he's kissing and so forth. But what's going on in the person's heart? What does he really have in mind? And even the kissing, it could be that the hatred is there. So the inner thing is the machshava, what's behind the act, not the act itself. And that's what the Gemara brings in various places, the kavana that a person has. Which means the act itself cannot be judged. You can't judge by the outward manifestation of the act that you see. Ah, kissing. Oh, the kissing is great. What kind of kissing is it over here? What's the machshava behind it? What's the thought behind it? What is the meaning? What's going on over there? What's the panemia, so-called, the inner part of it? That's what makes the judgment of the outward act that a person does. Many times we judge things by what we see. We see a certain thing, oh yeah, we judge it. Well, I just saw this. But you might have seen it, but what's behind it over there? What it really means? Maybe it means the opposite of what you saw. And that's the pshat v'yishakeyu. It could be v'yishakeyu, but it's not really v'yishakeyu. It's not really a kiss and so forth. in a positive, but in a negative sense. What could be the opposite? It's also a person has to see these things also. You can't judge what you see right outward. So for many times, you could be misled in what you see in that particular sense. These are the points I wanted to bring out. The Gabi Yaakov, we see of this particular parsha, a Maisa over similar bonum. Constant lessons we could take very much, much more have. For example, I'll be one more thing I want to bring out before I get to Dina. And one more last thing. Anyway, it's interesting with Yaakov said, Taki Adoini, Adoini, etc., etc. And he said, he's bringing, why is he giving him a gift? To find favor in your eyes. That's the Torah, the gift. And again, he said, Adoini. Four times he said that. Take the gift. Nimsachem. What? So he wanted to see how far he went, or we had to find favor in his eyes. However, we take a look over here. When at the finding, when Esav did take it, and then Esav says to Yaakov, you know what? Now that we're so buddy-buddy, and we're together, you know what? Atziganor in Chabinorum. I'll tell you what, I'll help you out. I'll let the Chayyid have 400 people. I have 100 horsemen go with you. 100 and to help you go along until you come to Yitzchak, you come to the Father's house, so forth. Asheriti. So Yaakov said over here, you're going around, Yaakov answered him. He says, Loma ze em sechei. Why should I find favor in the Enya Doini? He just said for, again, em sechei. I want to find favor in your life. And all of a sudden, Yaakov says, Loma ze em sechei. The opposite of what he said till now. What's the shot over here? It's a contradiction, actually. Loma ze em sechei. Yaakov categorically refused it. I told him over here. And that's all. And Yaakov said, what the doctor Sahira? And Yaakov said, I'm going on my own. And he went on his own. I wanted to say that that's another thing you have to learn from this too. That this is a personal thing that I feel is shocked over here. That when Yaakov said, that was to find favor in your eyes in order that I get out of this thing alive, so to speak. And there should be Shalom, you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone, and that's it. However, when Esav said to him, I'll have people go with you, stay with you, no. That emtzachein I don't want. That part of being so close, in fact, of the schabe as in the Pirkei Avos. Like why Aaron HaKohen was Roide Sholem and so forth, and always greeted them cordially, was Makabe Devi Rosh and so forth, trying to be Makarev in the Torah. So, fine, you do that. But to go together as a group, as a unifying, a unit, and so forth, to become as one, the Schabe LaRosha, a Chover, and becomes my true friend. No. That's no man to Chavi, forget about it. That's not the faith that I'm looking for. That I will not give in no matter what. I'm not going to be in the environment with an Esau. I don't want the Esau's people with me. It's not my community. Any daughter in Mokum Torah, it says in Pirkei Avos. That's not my people. That's not what I'm in. So we see an interesting thing that in the end, Yaakov came to the point, which means despite the fact that he said, Adoni, but Loma and Adoni. No. That far I don't go. Which means to become one with an Esau, travel together, and you're going together. No, that's too much. That's not. I mean, I'll give you a gift, I'll make a deal, I'll give you cover, I'll give you respect. I even went too far with the cover. I even went too far with Adoni, etc., etc. But to go together, travel together, meet together, no, that's forget about. That's not no man's opinion. I said, so it's not the contradiction that Yaakov brought out that particular point that's crossed the red line. That you don't do B'shumayim. Even though he's held accountable for even for less than that, even for saying the Adoni too much, but over here he himself, that B'shumayim wouldn't go in that particular sense. I want to bring out that particular point. Coming to Dina, it's a very difficult situation over there, of course. The Shiva once said, Ron Kotler once said, talking, that the, you see that Dina is called Teitzi Dina Basileia, it says. as Yogel Yaakov. Now, Torah says specifically, Bas Leil, Yogel Yaakov. And Rashi brings also the Medrash over here, the Chazal, that Yotzoris Hoysa, he's what we call in our language extrovert, you know, outgoing, not introverted, not hard, but it means a little different in that sense. Means that she went out, she didn't want to stay. She, Yaakov, do you notice the Chumash? Yaakov settled in the suburb of the city. He was not in the city. He was outside. He was not among the Shem. She went out into the city to those people. That's a Yitzhak, and go out of out where you're not supposed to go and so forth. It's not healthy, etc., etc. But it's dangerous to go and so forth. Yitzhak, just like Leah, it's about Tate Leah. Jeez, that wasn't the way she should have spoken, and it's brought down and so forth. She goes in a different way. Then it's a, but so you know, certain things the Yeshiva once said, he said, you see from here an interesting thing that many times how a person comports himself and acts in a certain way, many times becomes mushrosh, use the expression. It becomes what you call rooted into the individual as a trait, as a character trait, and give it over to children. So what Leah, that activity, even though he said many times it's not even a habit, not that you do it all the time even, but doing certain, sometimes doing things and so forth have such an effect on a person. And emotionally and so forth, and that it becomes a nature, becomes part of the person, like a character trait. And when a person gives birth to the child, he takes over the genes, takes over that character trait also. And he says that's what he wants to say over here, that Dina took over that particular trait of Yetzirah, and that got him into trouble. Got him into trouble. That's not what a Jewish girl should have done at that time. You go out of it, or go out alone. You go with your brothers, etc. To go yourself into such a thing in a strange neighborhood, and with these Goyim, etc., and Canaan, there was Shufi Zima. So that we see an interesting point that he brings out, is that many times a person has to be careful, he says, when the actions that you do could have an effect for generations. Sometimes when a person acts in a certain way, it becomes a certain trait, becomes a certain part of him, so to speak, mushrosh boy, and it's given over to children also. And you got to be careful. These things, a person has to be careful. That's one point over here. Well, you see, by Dina in general, who says, from Leia, let me say, as I said before, the Medrash, that Yaakov was punished with Dina because of what he did, hiding her from Esau. And he's punished with Dina, what happened over here, this particular case. But the major question that's asked over here, basically, is Shimon Levi, ultimately, when it says they gave the eitzah of Milah, mitzvah of Milah. And if you circumcise yourself and come on nation, etc., you're all familiar with the story. I don't have to go into the whole story, I think. So the third day, when they were, why the third day? Why not the first day? First day, they were surely knocked out. I saw the Balei HaTosha say interesting shot over there. Of course, they couldn't circumcise the whole city in one day. It took 3 days. So the pshat is portion. They circumcised the first day, the second day, and the third day. So all 3 days there was pain. You see, like the first day, those on the first day were on the third day already. It was a little bit less pain, but there was pain. And the second day was on the second day, but they were circumcised the second day. And the third day was circumcised on the third day. They had real pain. So by the third day, everybody was in the pain. They brought that Tabalia Tyson sleep shot. And the point. So, first of all, the Chumash says that the Mirma, Mirma means the trickery, the trick. But the Targum says, and we already talked about Uncle's, the Chokhma, sir, who's a Chokhma. So here they call it a Chokhma, a wise plan, and here they call it a trickery. I wanted to say that really both things are true. Both things are true. It's a concept that I built up in various places, which you'll see. And my point is that the Chazal say that a mitzvah is megina or matzla. My own thought. I don't know how many accepted it, but that a mitzvah is protects the person, megina or matzla, and saves them from difficulties and problems and so forth. You did also by using that mitzvah all the time. Now it's interesting that by Avraham Avinu and by the Ovos, the only mitzvah they had was Mila. The only mitzvah that there was a tzivui for, a command to do, was mitzvah Mila. All the other mitzvahs was they were what? They were the Eina Mitzvah. They weren't commanded to, but they kept the Torah. She'eina Mitzvah, not because they were commanded, but the official command of the first mitzvah, the only mitzvah, was Mila. That's what they had. Even the Gidon Osher was not at that time. Well, not Chal at that time. That was in Doiros later. Not after that, I came locally, you saw this get on. I'm not going to go into that, but that's the whole machlokes now. But Mila. And so, therefore, it's interesting that when Avraham Avinu had to use Eliezer for Shliach for Shidduch, and he wanted to make sure he should keep it and to pin him down and so forth, use the Mila. Put your hand right. Why the Mila? What? Because the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah that I have. That's the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Ahavas ha-mitzvah, and the schus of the mitzvah is going to be protective and so forth. And it's going to help you and so forth. And when you swear, you got to take a nekitas chayfetz. When the person is a shuah, according to halacha, you take a sefer Torah, chumash, and that, you hold a chayfetz of mitzvah. So that's the only mitzvah chayfetz they had at that time. That's why I put the hand over there. Because the chayfetz of mitzvah strengthened, makes the shuah. I said the same thing you'll see in various places by Yaakov later on. I'd say it over here too. And by Yosef, when he made the Mitzrayim circumcised, he used that also as a protection for the Jewish people. Well, I'm showing you all along. Over here, when Shimon and Levi came, is it was a trick, but it was a chokhmah. The chokhmah was that they utilized the mitzvah as megina matzla, as the form of protection and help, sustenance, so forth. But they should be successful. They should succeed because they saw the mitzvah. They saw from Avraham Avinu. They saw from Masiyovas from their grandfather. They saw the Yisoid of what Mila is over here. What the Yisoid of mitzvah Mila. Asa was also Mohu, and that's what the Medrash says over there too. The Medrash says you didn't want to give it to Asa. Asa was circumcised. You didn't want to give it to Ish Mohu. Oh, he's a Russia, but Ish Mohu, she'll end up with a guy that's not. Not Mila. And his Mila was false, not Shem Shammai and so forth. That's a Medrash. As I wanted to say, the Mila was the mitzvah that was used for protection, for force and so forth, and for success. Whether it was a Muhammad, no matter what it was, whether it was the Yad HaShidduch or by the Mice of Mitzrayim, by Yosef, that he wanted to protect all the Jews, they shouldn't say later, take away Mila and so forth. So he used that mitzvah was used always as because that was the only chiyuv, the only chefzos mitzvah that they had. And Dovid HaMelech says of the mitzvah, he says when he went into the bathhouse, he said he had no mitzvahs. He was nude. When he saw the Mila, mitzvah Mila, every moment that a person is lives in the mitzvah of Mila lives with him, Moshe says over there. So the part that's mitzvah of Mila is that power in a sense to use that mitzvah of Mila as a protection, as a Haganah, so forth. And that force, the kinu matzla, that particular mitzvah. And so that's the pshat. It was a chokhmah, trickery with the chokhmah of the mitzvah of Mila. And forth, and that way. However, as the Mepharshim bring, if they would have been makabel the Mila properly, the Jews would have been stuck. They would have been takel Hashem Shemayim. But then it's not because the third day it says koeg, the third day they had charotah. The whole thing where they backed off and so forth, and only because of the trick that they wanted to get the Jews in, not because they wanted to do the Mila. So the whole thing was actually false in that particular sense. But the question remained, why did they kill the whole city? So Kil Shechem and Chamor were Shechem did the Aveira. Well, Chamor made the bargaining and so forth. Why they have to go? So by the dinner of Shechem, the Rambam says, because it's Gezel. Seven minutes to Noyach. He kidnapped, he stole this girl. That the Gezel itself is the Chiyuv of Misa. That's the Rambam paskens. Milka's Melochu. That's the Halacha. So, okay, we understand by Shechem. And the father was in cahoots with him. The law is that you went along with the other person, an accomplice, you also mechuyev. Fine. What about the rest of the people, the rest of the city? So the Rambam shita is, machlekes is the Rambam and the Ramban, and there's a rokeach, interesting rokeach pshat. The Rambam says that the seven mitzvahs in the Noyach, one of the seven mitzvahs is dinim. What does it mean, dinim? Laws. Dinim. As the Rambam learns that dinim means that they're obligated to make forms of justice, courts, what you call judges, a system of law and order, and judge a person that's either one of the six. That's what the seventh one is, to have dinim, judgment. And since he did such a thing, of Gezel, he was over Shemitz b'nei Noyach. They were mechuyev to put him on trial. They were mechuyev to judge him, to punish him, and so forth. With the din of Shemitz b'nei Noyach, and they didn't. In fact, they went into cahoots with him, so they're held responsible for the same aveira. That's the Rambam shita. That's what the Rambam holds. The Ramban attacks the Rambam, and holds that there's no such thing. He holds the question of dinim. That's not what dinim is, he says. The Ramban is a tremendous innovative chiddush that it's, I don't know, but the Ramban says like, holds like that. He says dinim means that even though there's seven mitzvahs they have, but that mitzvah of dinim includes various mitzvahs that the Jews have, which are based on seichel. This is Cyclius, a simple logic. They're also mechuyev. That's the Ramban said. Like if he goes and burns down somebody else's barn, like the Seitzei Eish and Pesukim Mishpatim, he's chayev. That's a simple thing. What are you doing? It's understandable without the mitzvah. If he's ma'anis a woman, he rapes somebody, or seduction and so forth, he's held accountable. According to Rabbani, makes a whole list over here of different mitzvahs that a Jew has, which is also incumbent upon the Ben Noach, he says. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's Ramban. He holds that that's his shittin and dinim. And he holds that, so why, if that's the case, that's what this, why were they put to death? So the Ramban is altogether different. The Ramban believes that they were put to death because they were over the way to Zorah. They were Molezima themselves. They were Mechuyev also Misa because of various Averis. However, the din is that Yaakov and his children had no obligation to punish them. Which means if the Ben Noach is Mechuyev Misa, let's say when he does an Averis, so am I responsible to go to the Ben Noach and kill him? No, you're not allowed. As the Rambam said, that's not your business. Moshe takes care of that's his job. That's not our job. However, he said, Shimon the lady over here by nations, they took Dina, they had to get Dina out, so they had to kill them in order to get Dina while they were there already, so they killed all of them because of the other pshat. That's why Yaakov was angry. He said, that you had no right to do. You see? And they did on their own. Your father's there, ask your father first before that. So that's what the Ramban learns different pshat than the Rambam. And he learns that that was a sin. There was a punishment for them. Of course, their own averus that they did that was taken into account by Shimon Levi at the time that they killed the other ones. I'd go through the whole Ramban, but it would take more than another half hour because it's a big piece of Ramban. So I just brought out the salient points of what the Ramban is saying over here. That's his major point. That's a tremendous chiddush. But I want to mention one other chiddush of the Rokeach. So the issue was there that the Sefer HaRokeach does an interesting point that also many don't. It's like he wants to say that we survive the mitzvahs that have Shemitz ben Noach, that a ben Noach has, any ben Noach that causes anguish and pain to a Jew is also mechuyav misa. That's the both of the persecutions we go through in Golos and so forth, quite what he says, which means he says for Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. How did he kill the Mitzri? Why would he kill the Mitzri? Why did he go to Misa? What did he do? Why did the Mitzri go to Misa? Of course, he punished the Jew. He hurt him. He made him in anguish and in pain and made him work and made him suffer and so forth. Make him a person that suffering that translates Mechuyav Misa. He's right from Moshe Rabbeinu. Make a whole piece over there in that sense. But it's really, I'm not so, what do you call it,
That
because by Moshe Rabbeinu, what?
is
By Moshe Rabbeinu, the mitzvah over there.
it? What is that?
Moshe Rabbeinu actually hits the Jew. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, the mitzvah hit the Jews over there. There was hakor, there was a hezek and so forth. But therefore, there's a chiyuv. But he goes so far to say that even the idea of hurting him, punishing him, anguish and pain without hitting and so forth is also for you. A very big chiddush that he said. Therefore, these people that cooperated with what he called it with Shechem and Hamor, and they went into the plan, will take their daughters. He said the opposite to them, like he told them. You know, they said the opposite to. He said, "You will give us children." When he told it to his people, he said, "We'll take from them." And they made a whole plan that they're going to be the Balabat. They're going to be the bosses over here. So they went along with him in the whole plan over here in order to subjugate the Jewish people and so forth. Therefore, there was some Mechuyav Misa in that sense. They also had the Din Gezel. Also included that whole Yisoid of the Aveira that they did. They're considered accomplices in that Aveira to harm the people, Jewish people, to make them feel, to hurt them, and to pain and so forth. They were punished in that particular sense. These are the points that we bring out over here. But Yaakov, in each case, was very angry because he said that that's not our job. The Gabi Shechem, I understand. You could have killed Shechem and take her and go. That's it. Then the Moshe would have helped us. Now I'm afraid that they'll come after us. He was afraid that all the nations are going to come. And the Machlokes talking to the Bein HaTam, Sefer HaYosher. I said they did come or something. They did. They came and they ran away. The whole thing in that point. But when Yaakov said, between the Amim over there, he said that you went too far. Like I said before, the whole idea of mankind, a person wants to do good, but he goes too far. He went too far. I said, well, Yaakov, Vino, he said, Adoni, Adoni, Adoni. Over here, you also went too far. You have to know when to stop, in that sense. And they didn't ask Yaakov, Vino, they went on their own. So you see the concept over here, how a person has to be careful even when he wants to do good in that sense. And that's what Yaakov said over here. Or apam ki oz. The anger went too far. Apam ki oz, it's powerful and so forth. He said, I'll take a kvoidi. I don't want to be involved in that. He didn't give them the bruch over there in Vayichi. So that's the point that we see over here, in that sense where a person has to be careful. To that extent, and that applies to us, myself, a similar born him, that everything that we do in that particular point, we have to know that it has to be with a reason. And that's why the person should always be what you say, Moitzi Diba. I always say, Moitzi Diba Huksil. Person that talks right away is a fool. The word Diba, I said, stands for Deya, Bina, and Haskel. Before you say a word, it should be Deya in your mind. Das, is that right? Bina, understanding, and Haskel was Seichel. Am I doing the right thing or not? Before you say the word, think. Don't. Al Tavahel Lan. One of the Pirkei Avos about that. One of the 7 points of a Chacham is that he doesn't answer right away. He'll think. Think what to answer. You don't just jump to right away and say an answer. You have to know how far you can go or what it is, what answer you should give. That's the end of a Chacham. And that's there was the mistakes over here that they made in this particular case. Okay, we'll stop over here. We have other things we'll continue next time, bringing in with Yosef already. There got to be this particular case where Yosef Takia wasn't careful as far as the Lashon Hara was concerned as well.
Skyach. Rav Kozlak. Yeshikoyach.